Okay. This week, let's assume we read Parshas Yisro. I guess best known for containing Aseret HaDibros, the first presentation in the Chumash of the Aseret HaDibros, and some details about the events leading up to the giving of the Aseret HaDibros. More details of that are presented at the end of next week's Sedra. But at the beginning of the Sedra, the gentleman from whom the Sedra gets his name, Yisro, shows up in the camp of Bnei Yisrael. And it says that he hears all about the wonderful things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, all the miracles and everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed on behalf of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim and the whole story with Amalek and everything else. And it says in Perek Yurches, Shmos, Pasuk Yud, Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem. He said, Baruch Hashem. Right? Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Eschem Yad Mitzrayim, Yad Paro, Asher Hitzil, it's all Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim. Blessed is God who saved you from the hands of the Egyptians, and talk to the people out from the Egyptian bondage, and so on and so forth, right? So Yisro has an exclamation, Baruch Hashem, that's how he taught. So it's interesting, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on the Sanhedrin, says that this exclamation by Yisro sort of constitutes, or hints at a little bit of a kitrug, if you will, a little bit of a taina against Klal Yisrael. Okay, why? You know what it says? Tzadi Dalam and Aleph in Sanhedrin. Kayotzu v'davar ta'omer. Vayomer Yisro Baruch Hashem, asher hitzil eschem. Tana mishum Rabbi Papayos Ginai hu l'moshe v'shishim ribo shalom amur Baruch ad shabu Yisro v'am Baruch Hashem. We call Yisro, never blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, never said a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything he did for them. Call Yisro didn't do that until Yisro came and said Baruch Hashem. So a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a time. He says, Ginai. Ganai, Rashi says.
Shira doesn't count.
Oh, it's a good, excellent question. We'll in a second. But Ganai who? Dovar Meguna also. They did something which was inappropriate, which is wrong. Meguna, you know, is a bad thing. They didn't bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only Yisro blessed HaKadosh. He heard about all these things. They experienced Mitzrayim. And didn't say Baruch Hashem and didn't bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Never uttered a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yisro did. So the Gemara understands to a certain extent there was a little bit of a taina against Klal Yisrael. The Maharsha points out on this, Yusha Agadis here in Sanhedrin, Sadi Dalad. Maharsha points out, this is in Parak Chelek, you know, the last Parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, has a lot of important Agadic material. Anyway, so the Maharsha says, Shalom Omer Baruch, Kvar Motin, wasn't the Yisrael was the first person to say Baruch Hashem? It's not true. Yisrael wasn't the first. That's what the Maharsha points out. Shalom Omer Baruch, Kvar Motin, Bekama Ksuma Kodim, Shenemar Baruch Hashem, the Ma'oros. There are other people who previously said Baruch Hashem regarding certain incidents or certain events that transpired. For example, he says, Noach Omar, Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem. Noach said Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem. Beliezer Eben Avram Omar, Baruch Hashem Elokei Avram Shel Ozav, etc. So we find in Bereishis already there were people who uttered the expression Baruch Hashem. So it was a known expression. Eladahaki Kamar, Genaila Lamosha Vesishim Rebo, Shalo Amur Baruch Hashem Al Neis Atzmon Ad Shabo Yisro Baruch Hashem Al Nisam. We should have a Neis de Rabbim. This was a public Neis and so on and so forth. So they said Baruch Hashem. This was Noach and Eliezer said Baruch Hashem regarding private events, if you will. Just to see those come inside. We look in the Bereishis Perek Tes. Those who want to keep score. Bereishis Perek Tes Pasuk Chavav. This was after the events of the Mabul, and Noach was exactly what happened. Not clear from the Pesukim precisely, but something happened that was done to Noach by his son Cham, something inappropriate to his grandson Canaan, and Noach cursed him, but he blessed Shem, who covered him up with the blanket and so on. And the pasuk says, "Bracious Perek Tes Pasuk Chavav, Va'omer Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem Vichnan Eved Lamo." That's the first time we find the expression Baruch Hashem. That's in Parshas Noah. And again, in Parshas Vayera, when we have, I'm sorry, Parshas Chayisora, we have the whole story of Eliezer Eved Avram finding the suitable wife for Yitzchak, and he set up a whole test, the woman that'll, I'll ask her for water, and she'll give me, not only she'll give me water, but she'll give water to the animals, the whole thing. And hopefully it'll be for my master of Avram's family, and when he hears, when Rivka gives him the wood, and he hears that Taka, she's from the family of Nachor, so Eliezer exclaims in Parak Chav Dal Pasuk Vayomer, Baruch Hashem Elokei Adoni Avram Shel Ozav Chasto Amito Mim Adoni Anochi Baderech Nachane Hashem Beisachei Adoni. Praise that Kodesh Baruch will bring him to the house of Avram, to the family, in fulfillment of that requirement. But even that's the Tatazia of Baruch Hashem. But Yisro says Baruch Hashem here on a public miracle. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin Sadidah has a little bit of a taina against Kali Yisrael. So the obvious question, as Rabbi Blackstein just said, we mean they didn't bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Didn't we read the whole, last week, the whole Oz Yashir? There was a whole ceremony, the whole song, the great Shiras Hayam. What was the Gemara talking about? Okay, what do you mean? No one said Baruch Hashem about the Nes of Yitzis and Shah until Yisro came and said Baruch Hashem, and this week said it. Really? What was the Shira? Right? So that's an interesting question, really. And I'd like, based on an analysis of a bracha, to suggest two possible approaches why the evidently the shira is not the same thing. I mean, apparently it's not the same thing. The Gemara was aware that Bnei Yisrael sang Shira Alayam, and what a dramatic and majestic moment it was, right? Obviously, it's good. It was great that they sang Shira, but that's not the same thing as a bracha. There's a difference in a Shira and a bracha. Okay, that's what really we have to figure out. And therefore, the Gemara says, good, they sang Shira, yes, but they should also have said a bracha. Okay, so we have to try to understand, therefore, a little bit about brachas, what a bracha is, that may give us insight to the answer. And even if we don't like the answer, but it'll give us some understanding a little bit about a bracha that maybe we didn't think about before. Okay, that's what I'd like to look at now. There is a sefer, Rabbeinu Bachya, one of the Rishonim, the Talmud Rashba. So he wrote an encyclopedic work called the Kad HaKemach. Okay, which is, he has, 50 or something, I forgot already how many entries on different topics, and he writes about them from both a halachic point of view and a philosophical, Kabbalistic point of view. So he has an Erech entry under Bracha, one of the entries in the Kad HaKemach. Okay, and he has a similar presentation in his commentary on the Chumash. You have a comment on the Chumash Rabbeinu Bachya also, okay, in the Chumash and Parshas Ekev, and Dvarim Perek Vav, where we have the Pasuk Yuches, Bechalta V'Savat V'Rachta, where we have a requirement to make a bracha called Birchas Hamazon. So there he also, Perek Ches Pasuk Yud, he also says, but I'm going to read now from the Kad HaKemach. He says, talking about what is a bracha. Al derech ha-pshat b'inyan hazeh, ein ha-brachas tzorech ha-gavoa, el tzorech hejiv. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the bracha. We'll make a bracha. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need it. We need it. Ki kevan shehu mekar habracha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all brachas, right? V'chol habrachas mishal shemenu. Calling tzor bracha also ain't kol brachasim kedailo. We're going to bless Kadosh Baruch Hu. They'll contemplate there. He's the source of brachas. Whatever we say is not going to mean anything. Ki yu animsa kadmon shehim tiyan imtzom kulav. Ein mitzizah ala mitzioso. Our existence depends on him. What are we giving him a bracha? Doesn't make any sense. I call tzrikan lo, etc., etc. Okay? So he says, "V'im kulam yivarchu kol hayom v'yisapu tilos of kol hayom v'chol ha'ayla yechshu, ma'i yisar v'chach ha'ma'i t'lo." All people will say brachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day and all night and so on and so forth, and they'll praise him. Well, it doesn't do anything for him. Okay, it doesn't change anything for him as far as he's concerned. Ein ha'to'ela sari v'kim eilenu. It benefits us, saying a bracha. Ki mi shemivarech ha'mash enena, who made al ha'ashgocha, okay, when you say a bracha, okay, you're not blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving the food. He doesn't need your blessing. He's blessed without you. Okay, but rather, you're testifying and you recognize that he's the one who's the source of the food. He gave all people food and so on and so forth. Okay, and in the merit of those brachas, there'll be more grain, more produce. My parents misrabin. The hanene the ain of bevarach. He now goes on menu ashkocha. If somebody benefits from the bounty of a kodesh baruch and doesn't say a bracha, it's like stealing. Okay, he says kinyan. You know, quotes refers to that famous gemara. Okay, the chazal say it's a gemara in brachas. Okay, on may as well read it inside. Okay, the gemara brachas daf lamed hey, a famous gemara in the beginning of the. Fifth parak of brachas, parak of ketzim of brachim. So the Gemara says on lamed hayim and aleph, actually lamed hayim and beis. Gemara has a few different things. What the status is of someone who eats without a bracha, benefits in this world without a bracha. So one of the things the Gemara says on lamed hayim and beis, on the top it says amar chenina bar papa. I'm going to talk to get back a little bit. He quotes this Gemara. And our Bacha quotes more. Amar Chinna bar Papa, Kol Hanena min Olam Hazeh below Brocha, Kilu Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. It's like you stole from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from the Jewish people. It's an Emar, Gozel Ovi V'Imo, V'Omer Ein Pesha, the quote's a continuation, but it's in the first part of the Pasuk of Mishlei. It says, V'Ein Ovi V'Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Gozel Ovi V'Imo, Ovi refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shnemar Halu Avicha Kanecho. Pasuk in Parsha Zinu describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our father. V'Ein Imo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shnemar Shema B'Nim Hu, Sar Avicha V'Al Titos Torus Imecho. Okay, so the bottom line is the Gemara says when you eat without a bracha, it says gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu es birchaso. Now that I understand, it's like you're still in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you get permission. But how's it gozel from Knesset Yisrael? The Gemara's lashon of Chinuna Bar Papa said kol anena min olam hazeh b'lo bracha kilu gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. How's it stealing from other Jews? I don't get that. I get it's stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she said no. It says Rashi Knesset shekeshechatu aperos lokim. When we don't behave properly, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the produce doesn't grow. The fruits are smitten, so to speak. In other words, and that's a bit of Bach quotes here. He quotes this Gemara to demonstrate that when we don't say brachas, so it's still HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're not going to get the Tuor Misbarechas on Paris Misraven. And that impacts other people, too. That's how it works out. But in any event,
like this is why the good things happen to bad people.
Yeah, maybe because somebody else.
Here, it's like even if people are doing everything right, they're always going to be some on
the rest of the right. It's very interesting. Yeah, you're right. So he says, "V'hinei gadol hashkocha because Baruch Hu goes to our Paris and so kia Paris ismatu b'siba so exactly because of you the Paris is going to be less Paris." Even though he's a yachid and so on, but you have to. That's what Chazal say elsewhere. Olam yaseh adam atzmo kilu kol olam kulo tolo olam. Right, you have to view yourself as if the whole world depends on you and so on. Also, mitzvah achas, you do one mitzvah, you put it in this direction. We talk about this, you know, Rosh Hashanah Kippur time. Right, the Rambam, you do one mitzvah, you tilt the scale this way, and one aveir, you tilt the other, etc., etc. So, anyway, he says that's the idea of a bracha. Okay, in other words, what it seems is, and he finishes this section, who made al atzmo sheyesh liyaduso shoresh reikar v'uchasim v'recheit. The Meir Bachi is saying, as I understand it, that there's something about a bracha. A bracha is not just praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a statement about yourself that you fully recognize that whatever you have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's more. It's a praise. Okay, it's good to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? And with that, perhaps that's the answer or an answer to this question. Singing Shira? Shira is praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Great. Okay, it's good to. But a bracha is more than that. A bracha is saying about yourself, and it makes you worthy of being a recipient in the future. It's stronger than a shira, so to speak. That's what really emerges from that, I believe, from that Gemara, from that Rabbeinu Bachya. And the truth is that Sefer Chinuch writes similarly in Mitzvah Tov Lamed, which again is the Mitzvah of Brichas Hamazon, there in Parashas Ekev. Mitzvah Tov Lamed. The Sefer Chinuch writes, Yodua HaDavar. Okay. One second. Just a moment, I'll find it.
Why should you be my problem?
Say it again.
Why should you be my problem?
Because everybody's, you know, all the whole world is connected. That's correct. The economy, that's, you know, you're Yachid, but everybody is interconnected. That's what Matthias pointing out. Yeah, it's a good point. But that's an interesting philosophical one that emerges from there, but it's correct. I'll find the source here. The long piece in the Sefer Chinuch. He writes, Yadua HaDavar or Mefursam. Because Baruch Hu wants what's best for his creatures. Someone's good is doesn't only do good about himself, he does good for others and so on. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu is, etc. And he says, therefore, Nomar. Okay, we should say she'inyan habracha she'anu om lefanam, and then a rak haskara. The purpose of bracha is rak meaning ella, ain't ella haskara le'orer nafshenu b'divrei finu kihu hamavora. It's for us to recognize and acknowledge that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mevorach u'mevorach imalo or yichlo kol atovos ומתוך הסעורס הטוב הזה ברב שנו, וייחוד מחשבתנו להודוס עליו שכל הטוב הסכוס בו, הוא המלך, etc., etc., סלדן, אנו זוכר מעשה הטוב הזה, להמשיך עליו בריחו סוף. It's very similar, I think, to Ben Abachin. Okay?
Yeah.
That's correct. Absolutely. And it relates. Rabbi Abachin talks about it. Yes, that's correct. But my point is that when we say a bracha, I'm talking today about not when we're being blessed, when we are the blessers, so to speak. We get a bracha on a cup of soda, on a pretzel, whatever. Okay. So usually we think of a bracha as a praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not.
What a father does for a child.
Again, but you're bringing the bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're so as a conduit. Right. You're a conduit. That's not the way. Here we're talking about where offhand, again, to stop the average person, what's a bracha? You're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He produced the bread. Not that that's wrong, but that's not the complete picture. That's what I'm trying to. The way Rabbi Abachin presents it, the way there in the Karakema, the bracha, and the way the Sefer Chinuchim, the Tzav Lamed presents it, is the idea is of a bracha is that we have to demonstrate what we recognize. Okay, and that whatever we have is on Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that gives us the schus, so to speak, to have more.
That, internal Kiddush Hashem.
Okay, yeah, you can look at it that way. Yeah, exactly. Because you're acknowledging, and that's more than just Shira. So if we accept this approach, that could be one answer to our question. What do you mean the Gemara said outside of the altar? No one said praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu till Yisro said Baruch Hu. The Klai Yisrael didn't praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu till Yisro said Baruch Hashem. Was all Shira? The Shira was good. So it's not the same. The word Baruch, okay, the word Baruch implies, like the Sefer Chinuch just said, that you recognize that he is the Mevorach. Yeah.
Did we not say by Purim that the reason we don't say Halal is that the Shira of the Megillah is itself the praise of the
Kedah Fire? Yes, we do. That's one reason. The Gemara gives three reasons why we don't say Halal on Purim. One of the reasons is that the Kriya of the Megillah is, but again, that's Al Shevach, and that's good. That's like the Shira of Oz Yashir. I'm not denigrating the significance of that, but what appears is that a bracha is more than that. That's what I'm trying to bring out tonight. As most people think, a bracha is also a form of Shira and Sheva. But from that Gemara in Sanhedrin that had a taina against Klal Yisrael that they didn't say bracha, no Yisrael did, and we asked, what do you mean? They said the Shira. Apparently, it's not the same. So Shira is good. And Purim and Mikra Megillah, Kriyas is good. But there's more to a bracha than that. And it goes even further, also from this week's Sedra, because you'll see an interesting thing. In the Aseres HaDibros, the third of the Aseres HaDibros, Perek Chof, Pasuk Zayin Shmos, the Pasuk says, of course, Lo Sisa Eshem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, Ki Lo Yenake Eis HaShayisa Eshmo Lashav. You're not allowed to say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in vain, and so on, right? That's the, I don't want to, thanks. I'm not alone. So that's the third, I say the third of the Aseres HaDibros. And the Ramban there, right, kind of fancy terms, he said the Pasha Pshat, Ramban says. Again, it means you're not allowed to swear falsely, and all kinds of dinim. Losisa is a language of swearing. You can't swear on something that's not true or that's obvious. There are various different rules of Shavu Shav. But besides that, those are all the drushes that the Ramban writes there in the on this Pasuk.
Certainly a lot easier
two
words instead of three pages. So why don't we actually say Hashem's name instead of saying Baruch Hashem? Why
don't we say Baruch? The full name. Hold the thought. Yeah, we should say Baruch. Yeah. I don't know. So the answer is because that with the balance, that becomes so flippant, but it's a good point. It is a good point. The Ramban writes, and maybe this is Ramban, the Shem Hashem has such sanctity that you can't use it, when you want to use it, so to speak. It's strange. But you're right. Why don't we say, we do it with a regular bracha, we say Amotzi, and we say Enochanami. But the Ramban writes, he says about swear, but then he says, but Al Derech HaPshat, the Ramban on this pasuk, in this week says, Perakov Pasuk Zion. Al Derech HaPshat, Ye'elser Od Shalom Yisal Sosom Hashem HaNichbal Achinam, Kilosh. Right, it's Hashem Hanich, but it's like the glory. You don't even say the name when you have such reverence. The song, you don't even say the name. Right, that's the pasuk pshat, and that's how what the pasuk means in terms of its simple meaning. However, the Gemara again in Brachos, before we look at Lamed Hay, now we'll look at Lamed Gimel at the end of Amud Aleph. The Gemara says the following: Amar the Amar Rav v'Tamar Shlokish. Whoever said it, Rav and Reish Lakish, both of them, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whatever, they said, Kol HaMevorach, Brocha Sheino Tzricha, over Mishum Lo Siso. Whoever says the Brocha, it's not necessary, violates this Pasuk of Lo Siso. Okay? Now, so again, let's go over again. We asked the question, the Gemara says that nobody, the Sanhedrin says that nobody blessed the Kodesh Baruch Hu until Yisro said Baruch Hashem. And we asked, what do you mean the whole Shira? So we explained that Shira is not the same as the Bracha. Bracha is this whole acknowledgement the way the Ben Abachai says it, the way the Bachir, or Bachir, I keep saying Bachir, the correct pronunciation is Bachir. Okay. My son is working on the work of Ben Abachir for his PhD thesis. So he says, people pronounce it wrong, pronounce it right. Okay, and she was always said her Ben Abachai, you know. But anyway, so whatever his name was, but he says it over there in the Karakemach and the that a bracha is a statement of about, almost, it's more of a statement, like you said, an internal kudushan, it's more of a statement about yourself almost. But you reckon that's more than a shira. So the Gemara says, if you say a bracha she'eino tzricha, over mishum lo sisa, you violate this, one of the asers of dibros is lo sisa. Now, that's a pretty heavy, that's not, we usually assume lo sisa means, as it was swearing falsely, but here the Gemara is saying that even saying a bracha, you're not supposed to say an unnecessary bracha, right? Even saying that is also a violation of lo sisa. Okay, now, it's an interesting machlokas we've shown him, does that, is the Gemara being literal, you talk of violate lo sisa? So the chidusha haritva, there in brachas, on that, the daf and brachas, on Lamed Gimel, on Aleph, the Gemara, the ritva writes, okay, kamar. That's not a real dress. Not that that's how it means. That's what the pasuk means. It's saying God's name in vain. I said a bracha. So of course, it was a bracha, right? I didn't need it, but to say that that's a violation of lo sisa, the ritva says no. It's a bracha. You can't do the pasuk as a smachta. And he brings a raya from an earlier gemara in brachas. He says because the gemara says if you're not sure whether you said. I'm not sure if I said the Brichas Kriyashma. The more I don't remember what I said it or not. So you're supposed to say, and you're not sure, so you go back and say it again, because it's the Raisa, according to one opinion, to say it. So what do you mean? What do you mean? Maybe it did say it, in which case it's Yisur D'Raisa. How can Gemara say so flippantly, say it again? What do you mean? It's a possible Yisur D'Raisa. So better not. Sheval Taisa, don't do it. I'm not sure if I said it, I'm not sure I didn't say it. So if I'm not sure if I picked up the loaf, I'm not sure I didn't pick it up, so pick it up. What's the difference? What's the downside? You picked up twice? But here there's a big downside, namely that it's a brocha shen tzricha. So obviously then, he says it's not a real D'Raisa, it's only Drabbanon Vadim, Drabbanon Hu. Okay, so that's what Chiddush Ritva says. There's also Tosas in Rosh Hashanah. The Tosas in Rosh Hashanah is on Daf Lamed Gimel, Amud Aleph. Same daf number as the original one brachas. There's a long Tosa, Dumasa Horeb Yehuda. To the middle there, Tosa says, Umishum demavarach brachas shena tzricha ve'ka'av mishum baltisa leka dahi drasha derabbanan. Tosa also says the drasha is only midrabbanan. Interestingly, the Rosh also agrees. Quite a number of prominent Rishonim. We had the Ritva there in brachas. We had the Tosa Rosh Hashanah. You have the Rosh in Kiddushin talk about an interesting subject. An interesting subject is Perak Aleph in Kiddushin, Simon Mem Tes, talking about women saying brachas on a mitzvah they do on a voluntary basis. Women are allowed to volunteer to do mitzvahs. Can they say a bracha also? Rabbi Natam says yes. Right. Rabbi Natam says yes, despite Rabbi Rambam says no. And Rambam says no. Therefore, the Sephardi women do not say a bracha on the sukkah and everything else. Rambam says they can't say vitzivano. But Tam says yes, Ashkenazim follow that. The women do make a bracha. I vitzivano. Vitzivano means a kli so was commanded. Not me, but a kli. Anyway, so in that discussion, so the Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by the Russian Kiddushin Perak Aleph in Mem Tes. Rabbeinu Tam, I omen the Russian Chos Bracha Kol Mitzvah Say Shulam Goma. The Alpha Gav Tiri and Afilu Drabanu Lamechayv they potter completely. Okay. Those that they're punted from, they're obligated. Others, they're not exempt from every mitzvah says man groma. Kiddush is mitzvah says man groma. Women are obligated. But anyway, he says they can say a bracha. Wait a minute, how can I say a bracha? If they're not obligated, what happened to this issue of saying a bracha shena tzricha? How can you volunteer to say a bracha? It's not necessary. So he says, the ain kan mishum lo sisa shame, mishum evorchos bracha shena tzricha, ta'ach dwash asmachta ba'almahi. So he also says, it's only asmachta, and therefore we can be lenient about it. So you have these Rishonim, who all are insisting that there's no problem of saying a bracha, no deraisa problem of bracha shena tzricha. You'll see in a moment where I'm going with this. The Rambam appears to disagree. Because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tesvav. This is in the language of the Rambam. Okay? The Rambam writes, Kol HaMivarech Brachos Sheina Tzricha, Harezen Nosei Sheim Lashov. Okay? And it sounds like he means it literally. The Harehu Kinishba Lashav. It's like you swore falsely for no reason. The Asur Lanos Achrav Amein. I'll have to answer Amein. And he talks about kids, you know, and they make a problem. But the first part of that Rambam, now again, there's no Raya absolutely if you wanted to insist that the Rambam, maybe you want to talk on the Rabbanan. But the Rambam says it pretty strongly. He probably would have clarified it. So many assume that the Rambam meant the Oraisa, that he disagrees with these other Rishonim. Perek Aleph, Halacha Tetzvav. Similarly, there is a Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos about oaths. Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tes. There, the Rambam writes, Zehakal. Here it is. Hashomea Haskaris Hashem. Mivi Chaver Lashav. He says it again. It doesn't sound like Ketad Rabbanan. Okay. Et cetera. In other words, we treat him as a pretty serious offense. It sounds like the rabbi. Well, you should put him in either. You heard him say it.
Apparently,
yeah.
Get
him in trouble, yeah. That's a strong statement. That's why I think it's the right thing. But in case there was any doubt, and others didn't probably have this available, but the Tshuvas HaRambam, this is the Blau edition, Simon Kuf Chof Dal, was asked a question. It's less than 30 days till Purim. So the question about Purim. He says, Kuf Chof Dal, B'dvar Mashakarim Anshei Tzur, this is a certain city, probably Tyre, in the Lebanon, they read the Megillah, but Yudal Viteshvav. You know, we read the Megillah on Purim the 14th. Walled cities, we read the 15th. But there are certain cities that had a wall, but they weren't sure. It's from the time of Yeshua, not from the time of Yeshua, you know. So they read the Megillah on both days. Okay? The question is, what about the Bracha? And they make a Bracha on both days. And they ask the Rambam, whoever asked the Shaila, Haim Haim Ober Bezem Yishu Bracha Shein Atzrichim Lav. Certainly not obligatory to read the Torah, the Rebbeinu Megillah, both days. So Rambam says, Mashanirali, Huanachal, the Chol Mokom Shemusupokim Yoshuav, Afim Imu Mukov Chom Moshe Benunim Lav, Korin B'Yudalid, Uvarachim Lefanel Achrael. When they read the Megillah on Purim, our regular Purim, the 14th of Adar, they read it, then they should make a bracha before and after Shiyudalid Zman Kriya Lekol, Elami Shinis Ame, Shinis Kaimon, and we make Tesvav, unless for sure, like Yerushalayim, that it's a Tesvav. And the Korin B'Tesvav, the Ein Mevarchim, but the 15th, that's the extra, that they read it without the bracha, Lola Fanev, Lola Chareh, and look at what I'm right, Lefi She Bracha, She Ein Atzricha, Asura Do Raisahi, Nisho No Se Shem Shemaim L'Shav. So there it is. Okay, so you want to argue in the Mishnah Torah, maybe didn't mean the right, but you see from the Tshuvas HaRambam that he said it's in Do Raisa. Okay, and then he writes, this is the Iker. So someone of low bequeaths Megillah Vat. This is not just a din by Megillah. A little chomitzer. Beimah Raisa, Beimah Rabban, and Shistapik, Adam Uchaiba, and Lav. Also, below Brocha. Anytime there's a doubt, you do it without a Brocha. Okay, and anyway, that's the Rambam. So, Machok, as we've shown him, whether this Gemara on Brocha, Slam, Gimel off on the bottom of the page, when it says, Lo Sisa, and Shem Hashem, Lachach HaShav, means not to say a Brocha, Shem Tzricha. That's a Machok, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon. So it's a very, okay, I just showed you to be shown him. Now, what does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? So in, here it is. In Orachayim Simen Reish Tezvov. Orachayim Simen Reish Tezvov Siv Dalid. Simen Reish Tezvov Siv Dalid. Between the Chavir on this issue. We'll come to something interesting, I think. Kol ha-mevarach bracha shem etzricha, harei ze nosa shem shal ha-shav, harei ha-kenishpa la-shav, osa ha-acharam. He quotes the language of the Rambam, and again, presumably it's within the Oraisa. So the Mokan Avram there, it's in Kotten Vav, right? The Amrina and the Overgur Shem Rosisa, Mikol Mokan Avram, Mokan Avram, right? Mikol Mokan Avram, Mokan Avram, Mokan Avram, who cross Machla Ami. He refers to that Tosu Rosh Hashanah and that Rosh and Kedushin. But Vedat Haram, Rosh Hashanah, Oraisa. Okay? And he quotes a certain Gemara, the Gemara Tamor, which sounds like the Rambam. And he said others answer differently. So there's a question that, you know, whether it's Daraisa or Darabonah. The Mishnah Brura, and that same Simon, of course, Reish Tezvav, in Sivkot and Chav, the Mishnah Brura also deals with this issue. And the Mishnah Brura writes, and I'll find it in a second, here it is, Simon Reish Tezvav, Sivkot and Chav, Mr. Bur writes, Hu Lashon Rambam, Hu Korum Ad Isa B'Gemara, he quotes the Gemara, Kol Baruch Baruch Shem Tzvicha, Over Baruch Shem Osi, Sashem, etc. Hu Mikol Mokom Da'at Kamar Shalom, Di Ikar Yisum Darbonon, Kevan Shumas Kir B'Brocha. Listen to the words of Mr. Bur. Many Rishonim said, no, there's no Isa D'Oraisa. It's only Isa D'Orbonon. Why? Listen to the words carefully. Kevan Shumas Kiro B'Brocha Derech Shevech Ha'odah. Sof Kol Sof, this guy said a broch. True, it wasn't needed. It wasn't needed. Okay, the way the Rambam said it was Purim the second day, you know, the Chumrah, the leader of the 15th law, or whatever. He didn't have to make a bracha. He made a bracha on the pretzel before, he doesn't have to make a bracha now. But sof kol sof, you can't call that on a doraisa level, lo sisa shem akech lashav. He's saying a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? He says, derach shevach, and so on, the Mishabu writes. Right? Sof kol sof, he came as kilo bebracha, derach shevach don, ukros mach lebalon. Aval im hu maskilo Hashem chasno batala belo bracha. But if you just say the Shem Hashem, if you just say the Shem Hashem without a bracha, l'chula amo yesh bo yisitar, that's for sure. But the Mishnah Berura said, those who shown him, who say that the Isser of bracha Shem Tzvich is only drabanan, and the Pasim HaSmachla, that's because you said it in the formulation of a bracha. Sof kol sof, you said a bracha. If you just utter the Shem Hashem for no reason in private talk or whatever, that for sure is Issa Torah. Sho'ah mitzvah Hashem al-kechatira, she has heard the most of Shem Shema al-Vatola, Kiriz v'tumurim, Kizel mechal ayira shol ha'azke shmo ha'gadol, ki midev sheva ha'odah, ma'ashmikov ha'valol ha'vatola. Okay? But it reads to the end, v'mekol mokom, bein l'da'at ha'rambam, bein l'shari ha'poskim, in the stampe close, so then, either way, you shouldn't say the bracha again. Anyway, that's the Mishnah Berurah. Now, that's an important point, and that harkens back to a very fascinating point made by the Chai Odom. I'll come back to Arisha, I promise, but momentarily. The Chai Odom, the Chai Odom is Sefer Halacha. On the bottom, he had a sort of expanded commentary on some of the things called the Nishmas Odom. The Chai Odom is a basic text. On the bottom, so some editions don't print the Nishmas Odom, but many do. So, in Klal Hei, which is called Hilchos Brochas, Tzilas Klal Hei is Din Klolim B'Brochas, in Os Aleph, he discusses this at some length, this issue of Brochas Shem Tzvicha. And he quotes, he starts by saying, Das HaTos Rosh Hashanah Gimel, that's it's all Drabba, and he goes through the whole thing. Okay, does the Chaim, a long piece in small print, it goes through all the issues, and he quotes the Magen Avraham, that we just mentioned, quoting the Rambam, that it's only Doraisa, that he doesn't have the Tshuva Rambam, because it probably wasn't available then. But anyway, he has what the issue is. But he says, I don't understand something. Okay? Achma Shetzorach Iyim. And this is the flip side, not the U.S. E Eima de Brocha Levatali Doraisa. Okay? If a Brocha, if it is usher to say the Shem Hashem on a Doraisa, the way the Rambam learns, he says, it's about Mepurus in the Tshuva, right? If it's usher me Doraisa to say a Brocha, to say the name of Hashem, rather, so he says, Amas Samchu Chachamim Wasakim Kol HaBrochas. How could the Chachamim institute saying a bracha? You're not allowed to do that. If we have a din d'oraisa, if a d'oraisa, you can't say a bracha. So every bracha is in a tzricha. How did the Chachamim, even a bracha, how could the Chachamim go ahead and do the bracha? Umi nasam ahem rishos. That's a strange question. But right? And furthermore, he's with Dovra Melech Allah Shammah, there's a pasuk in Tillim. Baruch HaTorah Noilam Ben HaKukach, that's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tillim. Not a bracha, it's a pasuk.
So who? You say.
Yeah, right. If you say Baruch HaTorah, you realize there's no juice in the cup, and then you finish Lam Ben HaKukach, it's just a pasuk. The word Baruch HaTorah Noilam, they're going to see him. We say at the end of the Hajjun. Anyway, Mihitalo. And he says, and then he goes right there, and he says, I don't understand. Baruch Tzarech Ian, he says, how could saying a bracha, even a saying a tzricha, how could there be anything wrong with it altogether? Im yomar kol hayom, atahu Hashem elokeinu melech olam bar praise. Just without the praise. You praise God. You are the one who created the fruit of the tree. And you said it 10 times. Or priya adama. Okay? And you're saying Hashem Hashem does the time. And you say, with the full Hashem Hashem. So Hashem, you created this, you created that. Is that levato? Is that something? No, there's nothing wrong with that. What's the problem? He said, but the moment you put the word baruch at the beginning, now it's a baruch Hashem Tzvicha. Really? What's going on here? Says the Chai Odom. Right, you understand his point? If a guy will say all day long, you'll keep praising and coming baruch, using the Shem Hashem, he said, that's okay. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, not flippantly. He says it derech shemach. He says, Atahu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Baruch Per Eitz. Just didn't say, it's not a baruch, it didn't say baruch. That's okay, but once he says the word baruch, And he's not eating a fruit right now. Oh, now it's a big avera. It's losisa shemekach hashavu. It's avera d'abonah.
The Rambam would have said it was okay if you on the 15th,
yeah,
on the Megillah,
yeah,
had said
Hashem alkem yeah. Rambam. No, okay. No, but still, he's answering. He says it's hard to say that just saying the word baruch somehow transforms this now into something that has a different status, and therefore he says the dover is the aim on a kol harin. I don't understand it. He says, you know, anyway, it's an interesting point, and therefore he thinks there is no issur, even according to the Rambam, there's no issur baruch hashem etzricha. He says unless he says it's done. Derech tzchok v'hitul, it's done in a, you know, in a flippant fashion, and so that. Okay, he says, the chain nearly the lechula alma. He says, lechula alma, ain't over elakishiyazker shame below shum bracha or afilu bibracha rak shomer b'derech tzchok v'hitul the bezem meisi or something of avli mevarch lahodus l'shem shabar priya eight af shelo yochal klum. I'm reading from the Chacham. He said, if a guy will say with a shame, will say a bracha, bar per eight, doesn't eat a thing, no fruit, no apples there. Ain kan isa doraisa klal, even according to the Rambam. El drabonon asu drabonon then said, don't do it because, you know.
The knowledge but, that Hashem created the.
Right, the fruit of the. If I say right now, bracha shomachem bar per eight, it's true.
It
happens to me that I'm not eating anything right now, but it's not, that's the Chayyim's point. Okay, that's the point of Nishmas Adam. So therefore, it's a course. It's an interesting piece. It's part of a lengthy piece, but that's what he said. Very fascinating, I think.
So he has to okay. Say that the Rambam was not fucking
D'oraisa. Right. No, he said the Rambam was told D'oraisa only if you say it derech tzchok inappropriately.
Well, we know it was on the
Shilah. And so he didn't have the Shilah Rambam.
Okay.
According
to the Rambam.
Rambam, the woman, would not. According to Chayyim, you should be able to. According to Rambam, doesn't say. Well, it's a can't say.
Is this the Chayyim Adam understanding the Rambam?
But he's saying the only problem. You're right. It would come out. It should come out, though. It does. That's also the same question. That's a good question. Both good questions. I don't know. But yeah.
I don't understand. Like, what about Birchus Mitzvah? Not always true.
But it is always true because that Kadosh Baruch Hu did command us to eat matzah. If I say right now, Asher Kishon, it's not a lie. He did command it. Didn't have to create. It didn't have to command eat matzah today. But in the general sense, you know. Anyway, it's a very interesting Chai Adam. What does that have to do with what we're talking about tonight, other than its general interest? So I think that if what we said before, the basis was bothering the Chai Adam as well. Just putting the word Baruch changes? Basically, we said before, the answer is yes. The answer is yes. Huh? Yes, exactly. I mean, Adas has to be true. Adas, all the product. That's exactly what I want to say. Okay? In other words, what we said before, based on the Chinuch and the Abinu Bachir, that a Baruch is more than just. If you hold the Baruch is. And maybe that's the Chai Adam hold. The Chai Adam was, Adam Garam Ma'od, you know. But you know, he may hold that a bracha really in a certain sense is just another form of Shevach. So he'll have to answer our kasha, you know, of why the Gemara had a kitra, the Yisov said a bracha, and we didn't. We said sure, whatever other teretz he may give. But according to Chai Adam, he's learning it's just Shevach, and that's why he says. And what's the difference if you say it? It's true. What's the problem? No. What we said is that formulating something as a bracha, the way Rabbeinu Bachi says it, the way the Chinuch says it, is more to it than just Shevach. You're talking about yourself. You're made, that has to be all to it. You know, it says this before, the Chachma Shomer, Shomer Kluger, on that simon in Orachayim, it's in Reish Tes Vav of Orachayim, Shomer Kluger says the following. He says, right on that sif, let me find it. Here it is. He says, sorry, let me just find it now. Siv Dalin, sorry, race test from Siv Dalin. The Shmuel Kluger writes as follows: quotes near Beina. Hein higia liyodi sefer Chai Adam l'fishah. I just recently got hold of the Chai Adam. I guess it just come out. You know, and Shmuel Kluger just got a copy of it. Okay. Ve'isi shom benishmas Adam sheheir loma ye brachal v'atolam in the Torah im eno deres chok v'hitol hare im yomar elaf pa'amim ato v'shom alkenam el chalom. Yeah, that's the Chayodim. And the Rishon Kluk says, I just saw it, and it's interesting. But he says, I don't think it's correct. Okay? That's what, not printed clearly here, but that convinced the Chayodim really to go against what everyone else holds, the Lachok al Haposim, Ulahatir. The suffix bracha and so on so on. Okay, it's not true. Vada, the way we usually learn, is right. The vada, godel malas habracha, Yes, sir, al shar shiros tishbachos. There's a mila to a bracha that goes beyond regular shir and tishbachos. And zeh gorim hafseidah b'yisurah, im havi b'chinam. Dine inyan bracha, the way he says it, he tashlumin al hatova shekibalim b'menu. A bracha is paying back al kodesh baruch hu, okay, yisbarach. Hey, kabbalah tova al zeh, tova al zeh, like all the brachas hananin, okay, hey, tovas hanefesh, you asked about, the brachas hamitzah, shenasama, etc., okay. Hakol havi bracha gamul min gamul. Kamo shalom chazal lehedja perk mother brachas kolnei b'alam azeh b'lo bracha kilu goes after bracha tetsu b'tzen. V'chein amru dali kamal b'kotche shemayim mikolz a mukha da bracha havi tashlum in lo yisparach avur hatova umemela kevan din yomar ata shemelech olam baras and son lo yotze b'zeh di shilum tashlumin. If I say that phrase that the chayadim said, I just say atol Hashem, I haven't done it properly. Again, especially we put it together with the Ben Abachai and the Chinuch. I haven't done it. I can't say a bracha. Just say Atah Hashem Kenem Echolam Baruch Pra'eit. I've got to say Baruch. That changes its status. He says Rakim or Baruch Atah Tzashumim Umuchach the bracha Yesh Bo Maila Harbe Al Derech Shir V'Shevach In Kema High Time of Gufa Oser Mahavil Latala. That's why it's Oser. That's why the extra word makes a difference. And he says Al Derech Moshul. And he says why? It's beautiful. He says it is a Moshul. Other yomer leish nichbad. If a guy says to a prominent, honorable person, "Hareini machzik l'hatova l'hatova shosisali," okay, I want to thank you for all the things you did for me and so on. You did this for me, you did that for me, and so on. And he knows I didn't do it, right? I didn't do that for him. So who yodeh? I thank you shosisali. If a nichbad yodeh shalosu l'hatova, so that's not praise. You're not praising me. If I'm an alumni, you say, "Oh, I thank you for that." I didn't do it. What are you talking about? That's almost an insult. I can make the fun almost, right? He says, "Yichus alav ki yomar tzachak to me." Are you asisi l'chatova? Lama tachzik? Why are you saying that I did it? I didn't do it to you. And bagam dover shkarim. It's you're lying, right? It's not a praise to me if you lie. So what the Shaul Kugler is saying here is the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person says l'chach lo omar. He says, if you know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say something that's not true. You're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, you say it as a bracha, which we said is the way he's stressing. It's repaying HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave me just now, but again, in the sense that I'm acknowledging that this fruit came from him. There has to be a this fruit. There has to be a this mitzvah. I can't say now, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalom Zohar, Alchiz Matzah. What matzah? Who matzah? What mitzvah? Right, and it's got to be true. Otherwise, there's a sheker associated with it. And as you said, it's edus here. A bracha is edus. It's almost like I'm testifying. I myself recognize and acknowledge it. Well, if there's nothing there, there's no fruit, there's no mitzvah right now. What am I doing? It's like saying to a prominent person, "Thank you so much for doing this." Well, I know he didn't do it. He also knows he didn't do it. You know. So once you say the lashon bracha, that's really and he goes on, but that's the idea. The Lashon of Baruch and Baruch Atah, that's what makes the difference. So, Shlomo Kluger kind of says what we said. So all of this is one approach to why we can understand, perhaps, that there's a difference between a Shira. We go back to our original Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadi Dalet. There's a difference between a Shira and a Bracha. That's one approach. Just a little more briefly, there is a second point that Rabbeinu Bachya makes. He makes this more in the commentary in Parshat Ekev. So he says as follows. There's another idea of a Bracha. Totally different idea of a bracha. Okay, besides some everything we said. He says, Al derech Kabbalah. He says, Uverachtos Hashem. Listen to this. Ein ha-bracha tzorech hedjot bilvad. Okay, the bracha is not only necessary for the person like we were explaining now. Begam ein ha-hodah bilvad. It's not just thanks and shir and so on. Aval hu loshon tosefes uribu. The root word, the shorish, beis reish chof, means to add. Right, to add to tosef, like for example, when you when you graft something that's a havrocha, right? You add to this tree, you take a branch or a bark or whatever it is from that tree onto this, you call havrocha to say you're adding. It's to lashon tosefes, riba milashon, for example, verach es lachmo es emecha, and so on. He says like this. He says, what a bracha does is, so to speak, I'm saying it so to speak, it adds to the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It benefits him, so to speak. Right? Not that he needs it, but it declares more the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says that's why, he mentioned the point, he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the bracha, but he benefits from it, so to speak. And that explains a very difficult Gemara in Bracha. It's a famous Gemara. It's famous because it's a beautiful Gemara. His bracha is the Hazan of Aleph, but Avraham Fried made a song out of it, right? So Tanya, right? So Pamachas, Amar Rishmal Ben Elisha, Pamachas Nichnas to the Tanya Ben Elisha, you all know what I'm talking about, right? I went into it, and so and Hakadosh Baruch Hu asked. He said, Yishmol Bni Barcheni. Hakadosh Baruch Hu asked, what? Because Baruch Hu asked Yishmael Kongo to give him a bracha. It's an agadic Gemara, but Yishmael Bini, right? That's the song of Yishmael Bini Barcheni. And what's he supposed to say to Hakadosh Baruch Hu? So he said he wrote so and so. So what does it mean? Or for example, we find he says in Gemara in Yevamos that why were the Imahos Akaros to the Shadavin? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'aveh l'tfiloshen shel tzadikim. Or Yevamos Samak Dalet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to. What does he want? What does he need? He said, how can we understand it? Right? Obviously, if all a bracha is some sort of thanks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the praise. That's almost belittling. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs it, you know. But rather, he says, to increase the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, to increase, that is a different purpose of bracha. So, according to this Rabbeinu Bacha, there is a sense that a bracha, so to speak, comes to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Chaim Volozhiner in the Nefesh HaChaim, that's the philosophical work. Reb Chaim Volozhiner was the primary disciple of the Vilna Gaon and the founder of the Yeshiva Volozhiner, Rosh Yeshiva. So, in Shar Beis Paragal, he says, Zehu Inyan HaBracha Lo Yisbrachu Chol HaBracha Zerut Sheperusho Hu Tosefes Ribui. Okay, Shazel with Sonny's Baruch with Tom Kamusito. Why does he want that? We don't know why. That's what Kosh Baruch wants. Shanisakein Uniyachra, the Abrochas, the Kochos, Alomas, Oyonim. It's grander, makes the Kosh Baruch grander. And it makes us ready, Lakabel, Shifas, Kusul, or Elion, and so on. And that's what it says, that Bishmol says, Kosh Baruch said, Bri Barchenia. What did he say? He writes on the Shatisnai Gibonecha, but it's Aracham, and we see Kanis on the Lefni Mishra Din, etc. But as he says again, it's already in the Ben Machai, but Nefesh Chaim says the same thing. Now, if that's the case, now we can understand also. Getting back to our original question, why does the Gemara have a kitrug against Kal Yisrael for not saying Brocha, Takash Brocha, until Yisrael came? He said Brocha Hashem. Didn't they sing the Shira? It's different. This Shira is just thanking and praising. We have to do that. We have to thank. Okay, but a bracha is something much deeper than that. And that answer is found in the Sefer Shalom Teshuvah's Beis Yitzchak, Yitzchak Shmalkes, okay, in Chelek Yoredeya. Chelek Aleph, in his introduction, the book is called Beis Yitzchak, so his introduction is called Pesach Habayis. So in Pesach Habayis, Os Chav Vav, he writes as follows. Again, the Shlomo Kluger wasn't addressing our. He's directly addressing our question. He said, "Biyarnu bezeh divrei Shas on Hedin Tzadik Dal." Adam Yisro Baruch Hashem, etc. Ganayu LaMoshe. They didn't say it. Yisro Haven. V'chi Moshe Yisro Lo Amru Shira. Right, our question. Hello, Hirvul Saper B'Shuchas Shemokh Malayam. V'Kilsu V'Hobus. Right, they said greatness about a Kosh Baruch and so on. But what's the Uma Mehem Yigara in Lo Amru B'Loshen Baruch? What's the big deal they didn't use the word Baruch? We have to understand what the word baruch means. He says, a pool of water. Okay? The kavanoso hashpas shefa v'rotzon. Okay? He quotes psukim. The afki ein letaris Hashem hanala mikol muske chomer. Right? He can't limit our Kadosh Baruch Hu with adjectives, he's Echad Miuchad, and so on and so forth. He says, and how can we ever have a chutzpah? He says, Chachameinu HaKadoshim, Omnum Horu Osonu, Modas Eich Ne'achir HaKavon HaZos HaYos Milos Baruch. In our Rots on Amitz, he says, that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Because not just Bracha, there's need a Bracha, Ki Makar Bracha. The Chol HaBrachas come from him, like we said before. But rather, Ritzono, Asher Yiu Zakayim, Ruim LeKabel HaTomah, we want to increase the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, so ultimately more of his goodness and his bounty showered upon us and so on. And that's what the word Baruch means. Ki Hashem HaMevorach Yichol Kol HaTovos, and that's what he wants, that to be expanded in the world for our benefit. Anyway, Memela, that's what he says, the Beis Yitzchak says, that was a little bit of a kicker against Chai Yisrael, because they should have said a bracha in that regard. So, he says at the end, V'hinei, B'tchila, Af ki hirbu b'nei Yisrael b'shavach b'halel, by Oz Yashir, Achein lo hirhivu n'nafsham lachshom achshavos shebekoach avodosom yirba koach ha'elyon. We don't realize that through our saying a bracha, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, increases because his presence is increased in the world. The bracha, it spreads like a brecha, a pool, a havracha, right? Rebuy, the tosefes. Ushmei Hashem Yerifu Shefa Bracha. Alkein lo nizkar shir esam milas baruch. That's the word baruch doesn't appear in Oz Yashir. Omna marisha yitzo. Ashehevin dos midaito. Sheyesh b'kocha adam. Lo seis atzma b'kocha zoyonim. It's a Kabbalistic point. But we have the ability, so to speak, to make the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu greater, like in Kaddish. He's got a Shmei Rabba, means may his name become greater, and that's what it's all about. So therefore, that's the Beis Yitzchak using this to answer our question. So really, both of these aspects of a bracha are rooted in Renabachi, right? It's both. There's the bracha of testimony about ourselves, and we benefit, it's Torah Chedjon, but Al-Pi Kabo is notion of Torah, so to speak, of Tzorach Gavoa, that it's a bracha, it makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence more noticeable and greater and so on, and that's quote-unquote to his benefit as well. And both of those things can be used to answer that's what B'nai Yisrael, at the time of Kriyas Yamsu, failed. They failed to, they said Shir and Shevach, it's wonderful. Okay, we don't take away from it. But there was something missing. Both things, both aspects are missing. And even if we don't like the answer in terms of the kasha of why what that gemara means, but insight into what a bracha is supposed to be, I think we've gotten. So I'll just end with a tshuva from the Rashba, Chelek Hey, of the tshuva from Rashba, Chelek Hey, Simon Nun Aleph. No, just a minute. Okay, Chelek Hey, Simon Nun Aleph. Just in a general sense, I don't think he's disagreeing, okay? But he says, he's talking about Kriya Shema, and he mentions about brachas. He's talking primarily about Kriya Shema, but I just want to find this one line I want to say about brachas. He says about kavanas and so on and so forth. He says, "The Kadosh Baruch Hu is one," and I can't find the line about the bracha. One second. I'm sorry. Chelek Hesim Nun Aleph. He's talking in this whole section. He says, "Be'emes Lashon Bracha." This edition, Chelek Hesim Nun Aleph. Be'emes Lashon Bracha Tosefes Ribuhi Umi Lashon Brecha Samayim, which we already saw. The other said it. Okay. V'yesh be'inyan habracha sod amuk. There's a deep mystery, a deep root, a deep thought, a secret in brachas. Okay. Givineu mishazika shes brach osam lamad b'sod ha-torah. V'omnam gavalei mevur ki habracha v'sod ha-torah yoram in beis sodin. Pa'omim mitzad ha-mekabel u'pa'omim mitzad ha-nosein. So this kernel of this double-edged idea is already in the Rashba, and he says, "Hamoshal b'zeh ki melech hanosein u'mashpia mitovaso avodov." Okay, king does good to his subjects. Shaniris habrocha avodov mitzad shabrocha mitosif. Hamelech kvar knows the shishu kama. He doesn't benefit directly, but in the long term, he also benefits because now people will have a different relationship with him and so on. So and then people will give him a brocha. It becomes like a symbiotic relationship. And that's the idea. And he says, Kenyan Zet Tim to Ojoste Masmia, Vimishatashov, who almost he's got over, he's only, he's not saying, can we make the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu greater? How do we say that in Kaddish all the time? Okay? And the answer is yes. Okay, the answer is yes. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sela and all these different things that we say, we're asking for the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to expand in the world. So again, the kernel of this idea, maybe the Tshuva Rashba. So, a lot to keep in mind when we say a simple word, Baruch Atah Hashem. It's not just blessed, you know, it almost takes it away, blessed, because Baruch was blessed without that. The word Baruch means so much more. Perhaps it's something to have in mind. We have Kavan and Baruchas, which I want to go to Shabbos.
What would the Rambam have answered if he would have, they would have said, we don't remember if we said Baruch on the 14th?
Or
did we say Baruch on the 15th?